Ready?
Our evening began in Peter Seychelles' comfortable study in his New York townhouse.
No sleep till
Brooklyn! Yeah! Brooklyn, Bronx, Queens, it's that end. From the Battery to the top of Manhattan.
Yo, rope!
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Jim Shear. Welcome to the Brouhaha. And joining me via automobile, the one, the only, DJ Z-Trip.
What's happening, my friend?
On a road trip right now.
Road trip. Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what's happening right now.
Where are you off to?
Oddly enough, I'm in San Diego. I'm doing taxes, man, you know. Because I don't do them when everybody else does them. I do them late, because that's how I like to do my taxes.
You're going to have to pay some penalties, though.
Yeah, well, you know, that's how, you know, you can't just, you got to roll with it. You got to roll with it, because sometimes it doesn't quite fit into the schedule, and, you know, sometimes I'm late, but I'm always on time. You know what I mean? I'm always on time.
So are you driving to do taxes right now?
Actually, I just finished, though. I'm actually trying to go get a drink.
Okay.
Which I really, it's like a double after the shit I've seen.
Well, yeah, you need one. Now, are you, because you're doing it late, do you by chance get a return?
The days of me getting a return are long gone. but I appreciate the sentiment.
Right. All right, yeah, you deserve a drink. By chance, are you on speakerphone?
I'm actually got my earpiece going on right now because I can actually drive. So I'll get an accident.
Well, let me just say, being on your little Bluetooth, it sounds pretty good.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, hats off to Hitachi or whoever made this thing.
Yeah. Hooray for technology tonight.
Exactly.
So, Z-Trip, and that's what I'm going to call you. I mean, I could call you your real name, but we like to, you know, Mike D, Ad Rock, MCA, Z-Trip. Brand new Beastie Boys mix. I'm loving it. When did it come out?
It came out 4 days ago, three days ago.
See, that's my first question. That's dangerous to release it that close to the Beastie Boys brand new album. So why did it come out then?
Well, I worked on it a while back, and it kind of made sense to put it out around now because the album was dropping.
Yes.
To sort of promote the album. And so, you know, I figured a couple days before the album, just get people frothed up about it and, you know, maybe boost some album sales, get some people, you know, on a bandwagon, get them hyped up again, man, because, you know, they haven't put out a record in a minute. And, well, man, people have a short attention span. Sometimes you got to remind them how dope something
is. I know.
So or get them back on track, so, you know.
So how did this all come about?
What are the questions you got for me?
Oh, come on!
Well, it's you know, I can't really go too into that. Like, I don't want to give away my sources.
Well, was it one of the boys, or was it someone on the fringe?
Let's just say that it's some people we both know. I think I don't want to get too into it because you know there's all the. Because it's a total giveaway and it's you know, it's not something that you actually, you know, there's all sorts of legal nonsense, you know.
Okay, yeah. Well, you're no stranger to that.
Yeah, so I'm just going to keep it like, you know, it came out good and I was able to do me on it and work with this catalog that is amazing. And to be honest, man, like I could have done a good hour and a half worth of it, but I had to keep it short and sweet, and also it was just, you know, I started it maybe 6 months ago and then took a break because, you know, around the time where they were sort of in a lull on putting the record out and then, you know, picked it back up again. So there was a moment there, though, you know, about 6-8 months ago where I was just, I mean, I was so knee-deep in it, I could probably still make another 2 or 3 more of them, and I, you know, maybe I will go on some tangent, maybe do all instrumental stuff, you know, one thing, maybe do, you know, all live stuff, next thing. I don't know. But, I mean, you can just keep going and going. That's the cool thing about their whole catalog is that it's so diverse and so dope, you know?
If you're ever goofing around and you want to make that hour-and-a-half version, feel free to email me.
I will. You know, I mean, the thing is there's so much, there's also a lot of leftover stuff that I didn't do on the mix because, like, I would find these really great combinations and go, this sounds really dope, but, you know, it doesn't necessarily fit into the context of where do I put this? Like, maybe the tempo is really bizarre.
Now, Z-Trip, I've made many Beastie mixes in my life. I'm nowhere nearly as talented as you are. So when you're making a mix, how do you decide new school versus old school? Because obviously we grew up on that, and you want to include a lot of the old school stuff. But because there have been so many Beastie Boys mixes, you got to put some new stuff on to make it a little fresh. So how did you make the balance there?
Well, that was tough because, you know, I had access to some of the new stuff, which was good. I had some, you know, some acapellas and some... Some instrumental.
That was a question too. That was a question I had for you too about the acapellas. I'm like, you just don't pull those off the internet.
Yeah. No, I mean, you know, again, you know, I think at this point, me being who I am and doing what I do, it sort of comes with the territory. You know, when I go in on something, I try not to like. I mean, I'll mess with stuff off the internet, but if I can get, you know, source material, it makes it that much easier. And it makes I like to think it makes my stuff have a bit of a higher caliber than the others that, you know. And I also won't even mess with something if I don't have the right tools to do the job, you know what I mean? But anyway, balancing new versus old, I wanted to include some new stuff to make it, you know, still be timeless after, you know, another 6 months or 8 months, because if you would have just done all the old stuff and then the new album comes out and there's none of that on there,
yep,
you know, then you haven't really included the latest of the latest. So that was a really important direction for me. But at the same time, you know, if you just focus just on new stuff, then you're sort of, you know, you're disregarding all this other great, great material. So for me, I tried to do both, but at the end of the day, my main concern was how do I make this thing sound new and fresh, you know, whether you're using new or old, but how do I make this thing sound contemporary and fun and interesting and different than all the other versions? Because that was the other thing. Like, I didn't want to just play the songs, you know?
Right.
Another angle that I thought about was maybe even going down the line and trying to, like, go for all the source samples that they used and, like, really incorporating that stuff. But then I did that for a minute, and then I got on this really weird tangent where I'm like, dude, I haven't even used any of their vocals in, like, you know, a minute and a half. I'm like, I need to focus. So it was tough, man, because you could go so many different ways. Their stuff is so accessible and so good, and you know, it's funky as hell. It comes from all different places. So it was tough, man. It was really hard to edit this thing and stay on track because, again, man, like I said, I could have kept going.
Ooh, but now it's interesting that you ended on sort of a very chill note. With I don't know. Now, why did you decide to go chill instead of big rock bombastic at the end?
Well, I kind of feel like I did the big heavy rock bit in the middle when I threw the helmet stuff in there.
And that's my favorite part of the mix, when you threw in the helmet.
Thanks, man. Thanks. Yeah, that was me sort of going off of script, because for a minute there I was like, I'm really sticking close to just them and running all their riffs. Mm-hmm. But I was like, there's a whole pocket of acapellas that I have that are around like 80 to, you know, to 90 beats per minute. And I'm like, these are all going to sort of, you know, fit in one spot, but I didn't want to run the same tune, you know, over and over. So I was like, let me just run this helmet thing and see how many I could fit in there. And it kind of ended up working out. But so that was kind of like my really heavy, heavy rock moment and heavy, big, you know, big deal. And as I was winding it down, I realized I hadn't really included many of their instrumentals, and there's so many. So I sort of took a moment there and rocked an instrumental before I rocked the I Don't Know bit, just to sort of get into that groove. And once you're in that instrumental mode, it's kind of hard because they don't really have a lot of fast, heavy, big instrumentals. Most of their things are really laid back and groovy. So I was like, let me stick with that thing. And then also at the same time, I was like, how can I sort of at the same time give a nod to MCA on some, you know, hope you're dealing well with your situation, and you know, sort of like leave it on a very, focusing a little bit on him, because that was, throughout the whole mix, I've been just thinking about that and sort of like, how do I do a sort of a tip of the hat or a nod to him on some like, get well, you know, my man, and like,
right.
Let's focus in on you for a hot second. And that just, it's funny, I was going through all the tunes and that one jumped out to me because it's just him.
Yeah.
And it's also kind of a really heady tune that followed really well after the last tune. And it's funny, too, I felt really good about it, but then I took 2 seconds and I hopped on YouTube and I saw somebody had, they were leaving comments on that song in particular. And so many fans were like, this is my favorite Beastie's tune and nobody really knows about it. And I was like, you know what? This kind of really needs to be the tune because it's kind of the forgotten one, and it really sort of co-signs the balance of, here's all these tunes everybody knows, Brass Monkey, they know all the hits, but this is a tune that they should know, and if you don't know it, maybe this will force you to sort of dig a little bit deeper into their catalog, you know. So there was, on many levels, it was kind of like this is the right tune, and I was trying to even follow it with other stuff, but I was like, nah, man, this is it, it just needs to end on this.
Yeah.
It's a good message, good tune. You know, in one of those comments on YouTube, someone was like, this is the song that me and my wife walked down the aisle to. I was like, how can you front on that? This is like,
yep.
This has got to be the ending, you know?
I think maybe the only song in the Beastie Boys catalog where a Beastie Boy is actually singing and strumming an acoustic guitar. Yeah. All right.
On top of that, too. It sort of fit, you know?
So when we talk about Beastie Boys albums, what is your Beastie Boy album of choice? Do you have an era, a particular album?
It's funny, man. I go through, different times. Like, you know, Paul's Boutique always gets me for a certain time. You know, if I'm skating, if I want to go out skateboarding, I'll throw that album on and it'll take me somewhere. But I think Check Your Head to me was sort of the album that did it for me in that sense that it sort of, they were really turning a corner and finding themselves and including, you know, them playing instruments again, and that it was just sort of, it was a very, very, like for me, a really good time. Sonically, it was great, you know, having Mario on it as well. I felt like those guys were really sort of coming into a whole new sound for themselves and really breaking a lot of ground, you know what I mean? Like really,
yep.
Really doing it. And so that record for me is probably the one, but, you know, but it's kind of hard. It's like asking what my favorite, you know, color is.
No. I know, but let me just say amen, because there is a cult of Beastie fans out there that Check Your Head just did something to them, and I'm part of that. I don't know what it is about Check Your Head, the funky instrumentals, the rap, the hard rock. It's just, to me, it's my favorite album of all time.
To me, it had like the best balance of who they are. It represented who they are. In such a heavy way, you know what I mean? They're also getting more and more conscious about things as well. You could
yep.
tell like they were growing up, they were coming into their own. And to me, that was, they laid it down and you could hear it, you know, you can hear it in the songs, you can hear it in the lyrics, and, really dope turning point. And it's kind of interesting too, man. It's funny in doing the mix to be playing, you know, stuff from License to Ill all the way up to now. And, on one end of the spectrum, you're talking about drinking beer and you know, having sex with chicks or whatever, and then on the other spectrum, you're talking about nuclear disarmament, you know, so it's like, it's really, you're spanning a whole, you know, somebody's whole sort of career and their growth, and that's the other thing I really wanted to show in that mix, and hopefully that came across, you know.
Oh yeah,
see
no,
them expand those artists.
It's a nice mix. My only problem is I got it today for the first time, so I'm like, oh. I'm going to listen to it now, and then I'm going to listen to the new stuff. But I had already listened to the Beastie Boys album, but it's sort of a holiday for me when it's a release day. So I started off with your mix, and then I went to Hot Sauce Committee Part 2. Speaking of that album, do you have any favorite songs off of that album?
That's a tough one. The thing is, I haven't sat down and digested it as an album.
Okay.
Because I've been working on the mega mix for so long that I don't think it's fair for me to comment on any of them yet. I mean, some early favorites are the Santa Gold track.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's tough. I don't even want to name check any of the songs yet because I haven't digested it in a proper. Like I need a week with a record in its everything. You know, I need the cover art. I need to absorb the whole bit, everything, the shout outs, the, you know, anything, any over and over. And then I can really sit down and go, okay, these are my you know, top three or whatever. But since I was doing it out of context, I don't think it's fair to speak on it.
Well, think about these two tracks. When you listen to Here's a Little Something for Ya and Long Burn the Fire, those are two of my favorite tracks on the album. And just listening to your music over the years, I have a feeling those are right down your wheelhouse.
Yeah, yeah. I wouldn't put it past me.
Couple more questions, Zach, and then I'll let you go. First sure. One, who is the dude on the cover art? And are those real tattoos?
Okay, so the guy on the cover art, I just got his name again. I posted it up on Facebook, on my Facebook. I forget his name, but he was a guy who came up to me, if I remember correctly, at a show and was like, yo, check this out. And he lifts up his arm and he's got the Beastie Boys and my name tattooed on his arm and that's it. And I was like, whoa, like that's heavy. Like, A, I'm blown away that you have tattooed my name on your arm, period. Let alone next to the Beastie Boys. Like, I'm on your arm, B, I'm in great company. And, you know, so I was blown away. I was like, I got to get a picture of this. So I took a picture of it and just sort of hung on to it and never really thought much about it other than, like, that's crazy. Like, a guy's running around with my name on his arm. And that's dope, and I'm super flattered by it and blown away. But when this project came about, I was like, you know what? This is the right picture for the mix, man. It's like, how can you not?
So final question. You are hanging out with Cut Chemist and DJ Shadow. What are you guys saying about the Beastie Boys?
Let me tell you what we'll talk about.
Okay.
I need to set the record straight. This is actually, it's a good question that you ask, man. It's a good question that you ask. Because oddly enough, the Beastie Boys are tied into Cut and Shadow and me in a weird way. And it's all due to AWOL. And I got to shout him out.
Wow.
And I always feel bad about this because when I see him, we always talk about it. I ran into him when I went to see Mixmaster Mike when he was performing with them, I believe in Arizona, when I was living in Arizona. And bumped into AWOL, and AWOL was like, yo, you guys got to hear this 45 that I picked up the other day when I was, and we were all talking about records. Like, you got to check out this 45 that I picked up. And I look at it, it's this 45 from 7-Eleven called Do the Slurp, right? and it was like, I'm like, oh, it's kind of crazy. Plays, it's got this break on it, Do the Slurp. And it's like this drum break and these guys sipping through slurpy straws, making this like a straw sound that you you know, whatever. And I'm like, oh, that's amazing. That's crazy. And I end up going to, where the hell was I? Somewhere in the Midwest. I forget which record store I went to. I ended up finding one. And I ended up telling Cut and Shadow about it. And he's like, yo, you know, you guys got to hear this amazing break, right? They ended up getting the break and ended up doing the whole Brain Freeze 45 session. We all were asked to do this 45 session in San Francisco.
Uh-huh.
Where every DJ would come out to play 45s, just 7 inches. So it was me, Peanut Butter Wolf, Cut Chemist, and Shadow, and Newmar. And Peanut Butter Wolf. And so we all brought our 45s, and these guys went out and did a routine based around the Slurpee break.
Wow.
And were giving out, like, Slurpees to people and shit. And I was like, oh, this is amazing. But they ended up putting a tour together. I ended up going on the road with them, and we did this, you know, this whole product placement tour and a couple different tours sort of based around this record. And when I ran into AWOL one show, he was working backstage, and I was like, yo, what's up, man? He's like, yo, what's going on? I'm like, dude, I gotta say, man, the 45 that I heard you play, they turned into the whole thing. And he wasn't salty, but he was like, yo, man, it's cool. I was like, but I'm like, you're the guy who put me onto it. Like, and I feel like, you were the guy who found that record for me.
Right.
So, all shout outs to AWOL for finding that record and inadvertently having Cut and Shadow tour a whole tour around that record. You know, and I, you know, who knows, those guys may have found that record and already had it in their repertoire. I remember shouting them out and being like, yo, you guys need to hear this. and I never fully got to give him his props, but that's the reason. A little 7-inch folklore based around
that's nice
break that I heard at a BC show by AWOL, and it, you know, and it was and you could even shout out Mike, because my, you know, Mixmaster Mike was a dude who I was actually going to catch up with, who's a homie who I also need to shout out as well.
You owe AWOL a Slurpee.
Exactly, for real.
Many Slurpees.
I think all those dudes, dude. I think everybody owes Slurpee.
A lifetime supply of Slurpees. Now, because Shadow did the Here's a Little Something for Your remix on DJ Hero 2. When you are given possession of something like that, how does that work? Do you have to keep that in a briefcase? If you let it out of your house, does it blow up?
Well, yeah, they self-destruct after I'm done with them. That's kind of how it works. I thought you knew that. I don't know. So they, you know how it is. I mean, like, it's kind of like digging, you know, back in the day, how DJs used to, like, they would find their own break and they would covet it and sort of wash the labels off, and that would be their exclusive sort of thing.
Right.
It's kind of the same way with some of the music. There's certain things that you'll trade and swap with people, but there's also certain things you never swap and never trade because they're exclusive to you, and you want to have, you know, that's part of your repertoire and your arsenal. So,
you get to keep it.
Well, I mean, it's one of those things where once you use it, it's kind of, you know, if you give it back, it kind of defeats the purpose. It's already sort of
right.
You know, how do you give it back? You know what I mean? It's in this day and age, the way of giving it back is to not give it up. You know, I guess. Hang on to it and use it appropriately. You know what I mean? Like, it's also like if somebody's handing you, you know, this super, you know, thermonuclear device, they're going, here, man, not to explode this, you know, unless the time is right. That's kind of, you know, it's sort of the same deal. Like, you know, there's a certain amount of respect that comes along with doing this. And, you know, I hold all that stuff in a very high regard, so I keep it very respectful.
Okay.
As peaceful as possible as well.
So when, you know? Shadow had when Shadow had Here's a Little Something for You, he probably had a hazmat suit on, and then he put that into the case with the styrofoam that had the, you know, the biohazard logo on it.
Yeah, and when you're walking through the airport and they're like, what is that? You're like, oh, it's a human heart, and just don't mess with that.
All right, last question, and I already said I would ask you a last question, but this is my last question. When you're cutting together a mix, do you do it live on turntables? Do you work on the computer? Is it a little bit of both?
It's a little bit of both. I mean, ultimately, with a mix like this, you know, I ended up doing it all in Pro Tools, is how I sort of laid it down, because it's, you know, it's like doing an old 4-track mix back in the day, or you know, whatever.
Right.
But for me, it starts out with, you know, with a couple ideas on turntables first. Like I sat down when I first started messing with this as a mix. I just compiled all my music and all the tools that I had and just, you know, lit one up and drank a beer and just got into it for a couple hours and just, you know, was like, oh, that really works well together. Oh, this works well together, and sort of took notes. And then, you know, it's like riffing. You just get in and you start riffing off of something, and eventually you come up with the glue that, you know, puts one segment to the next and vice versa. You know, and there were a couple moments too where I was like, I would totally be pulling my hair out, just stumbling, trying to figure out, like, I need one piece to pull these two together, and then I'd have to go combing through the whole catalog, and I'd find one thing, I'd be like, that's it, perfect, I got it, and it's like, that would be the piece, you know, and there's so many of those, throughout their whole catalog, there's so many bits and pieces of the ends or beginning songs that, you know, you could do a whole mix of just that stuff, to be honest. There's so many ways you could cut it, man, there's so many different ways you could do it, but either way, you know.
Wild, man. Wild.
Yeah, exactly.
And you use that one.
The funny thing is I had a really big Beasties catalog and a lot of the samples that they used beforehand.
Mm-hmm.
Now I think I have pretty much like 95% of the stuff that I, you know, that's out there that I know of, that other people know of. I mean, I did a lot of work. I filled up a lot of gigs with all this stuff, so it's kind of funny. Like, if we ever need to remake instrumentals or remake tunes, I think we have the tools. We have the technology.
All right, well, that's good to know.
Yeah, man.
So, Z-Trip, get your drink now.
Yeah, dude, I'm thirsty as hell.
You deserve it. We're actually gonna play your mix right now. The proper title is Z Trip Presents All Access a Beastie Boys Mega Mix, and on the brouhaha we will include a link to the proper mix. If you want to get the sanctioned mix, you go to the what is it? What's the website again?
Well, you can just go to my Facebook or go to Twitter, and you can find it there. It's also on Bandcamp. That's really where the main link is, where you can get the proper with the artwork and the whole deal. So you can get it there. But, you know, sniff around. It's out there. But that's the one. Go to the Bandcamp page is the one I would say.
Beautiful. Good work once again. Thank you for joining us on the Brouhaha Z-Trip. And right now, here it is. Z-Trip presents All Access, a Beastie Boys Mega Mix.
Now, here's a little story I got to tell about three bad brothers you know so well. It started way back in history with that rap.
MCA
and me.
My team.
Let me clear my throat. Throat.
I know you're gonna dig this.
Feel the bass.
Drop.
Attention, Nas in the house with Beastie Boys, we can turn it out. Perpetrators, we can point them out. So if you got something on your mind,
no
let it
out.
Drinking no money,
ball. I come from Brooklyn, cause that's where I'm from.
Cheapskate, perpetrating money, hundreds of her.
Every day I take a wee and I don't go to work.
Your drippy nose, knuckleheads, you're wet behind the ears.
You like men,
and we like beer.
Beer, beer,
beer.
Hold it now.
Slice of heaven, B-Boys bringing it back to A7.
It's a trip, it's got a funky beat, and I can bug out to it.
Are you ready?
B-Boys bringing it back.
Are you ready?
B-Boys bringing it back to A7.
Hit the rhyme, and the rhyme don't stop. We get the beat, and the beat gon' drop.
you raw, I'm raw. Check it out. What's it all about? What we're working out. Let's turn this motherfucker party out.
The next record that we are going to hear is also from your LP. You want to introduce the record?
Hey, Slow and Low.
Yeah, yo.
This next record is called Slow and Low.
And the rap attack continues as we rap with the stars. The Beastie Boys in the place on WBLS 107.5 in a class by itself.
Let it go. Let just go. Slow and low. That is the tempo. Two feelings are shown from the way that I talk. This is me, y'all.
My
name is MCA, and I still do what I please. And I would like to introduce.
What's up?
I pass the mic to D for a fistful of truth.
My name is D, and I don't play. And I can rock a block party till your hair turns gray.
What you say?
I explode on sight. I like Jimmy Walker. I'm dynamite. And now I like to blast the mic.
I'm
the
and it's a little bit different, to say the least. So we're gonna do a track for you now, off the new album. Yeah.
This next one is the first song on our new album.
Yes, we need this. The best is yet to come in. Yes, believe this.
Echo my echo while I flex my ego. Sip on Prosecco, dressed up in Tito. Sip my coffee playing Keno in the casino. Want a lucky number? Ask my Dino.
I'm on a competition like a flamethrower. My rhyme age like wine as I get older. I'm getting bold, the competition is waning. I got the ball and I see the lane in.
Hey, what? thing. You're stupid.
Huh?
You should sleep late, man. It's just much easier on your constitution.
Selection from the Bill Harper Collection.
Driving, don't drink. And if you drink, don't drive.